Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Jackson and Gianna's Movie Adventure. And this is our second Christmas episode, so we are very excited about that. We got some good things to get into. Jackson, are you feeling the holiday cheer yet?
No. I got finals
No.
next. I got finals this week when this episode's released, so I'm feeling it. But a couple more days and I can sit back, relax, and watch some Christmas movies. So I'm excited.
There you go.
I just gotta get there. Got the
It's
whole new
almost
Santa
time.
Claus movie or series coming out that I gotta binge. It's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a real good time.
Yeah, you enjoy that one. I'll definitely have to sit out, but it is snowing today in Wisconsin, which is a big deal. But it's supposed to rain and wash it all away tomorrow. So can't really enjoy it too much. But anyways, so today we have some fun Christmas movie trivia questions, and I think we'd seen a lot of the classics based off our last episode. I mean, at least I think I have. Jackson's still missing a couple, but
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. All right. It's been a minute. Relax. Don't call me out like that. It's been a minute.
okay, my apologies, but I found this trivia on BuzzFeed. I looked at the first couple of questions, and I think let's just go through them and see how much we really do know. So, starting off first with the classic question. In A Christmas Story, what does Ralphie want for Christmas?
BB
Let's see.
gun. That's a
Okay,
BB
there you
gun,
go.
bro. That's easy money. That's the whole plot
Correct.
of the movie.
Did you ever want a BB gun growing up?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
No. I was more of a Nerf kid type of kid.
Oh, yeah.
Nerf gun kid growing up, so.
Understandably so.
No.
Okay, Jackson, this one's especially for you. And the
Okay.
Santa Claus. What does Scott Calvin do that makes him Santa?
He kills Santa. He murders that hoe.
Yeah, no, not an option.
He puts on the pants. He gets in the sleigh.
Okay. Yes, he puts on Santa's suit. So a little bit more than just the pants, but
See,
you
I
win
know what
that
I'm talking
one.
about. I know what I'm talking about.
All right, all right. In The Nightmare Before Christmas, what is Jack Skellington's title? I know this
Halloween
one.
King.
No.
What?
You want me to read you your options?
Yeah, give me my options.
All right, you have the Boogeyman, the Rake, the Eater of Worlds, or the Pumpkin King.
The Pumpkin King. It was something King.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct again. All right, this one, just take a guess. In the original Miracle on 34th Street, what is delivered to the courtroom to help Kris Kringle win his trial? Do you want your options?
I do not want my options back.
Okay.
Yeah, screw it. Give me my options.
No.
Give me
I want you
my.
to guess first.
Can you? Is it like strange or is it like not strange?
No, I think it's pretty grounded. It's pretty typical Christmas movie. The options, at least. I don't know which one it is, though.
A gingerbread house. No. Yes. No. No.
No. Okay. Options are photographic evidence of elves, children who say he is real, letters to Santa, or nothing, he serves 30 to life.
Okay, it's definitely not that last one, even though that'd be pretty funny.
Would.
Photo evidence that elves are real.
All right. I think that's a pretty solid guess. So I'm going to hit it and I'll see if it's right.
Oh, you
Wrong.
don't even know. Is it wait, wait, wait,
No.
wait. Is it the one where it's not the Santa's letters, it's the other one.
It
It's
is
Santa's
letters to
letters?
Santa.
What kind of
There's a
evidence would
gif
that
here. I'll put
propose?
it in the video, but there's a gif of all the letters being dumped out in the courtroom. We've been talking a lot about that movie in one of my classes, and I've kind of been
I haven't even
avoiding
seen that
it.
movie though.
Okay,
So.
but it was still a pretty good guess, though.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Okay. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what does Cousin Eddie arrive in? Wait, no, you haven't seen this one in a while.
So my intuition's a car, but I don't think that's as specific as you want. I'm not going to say RV. Because it's not RV. I'm going to... let me go with... I can't think of one. Let me just go with like a Mustang.
A Mustang car. Well, Jackson, if you've seen Christmas Vacation, you would know that Cousin Eddie does not have the funds for a Mustang. So the answer is, in fact, an RV.
Bruh.
You glossed over it too quickly.
Bruh.
Okay.
RVs are expensive. Doesn't make any sense.
Okay, but it's not a nice RV. I mean, you just have to see the movie. This is why we're watching it at some point. Mark my words. But in Elf, what song did Buddy sing for Santa on his birthday? It's a tricky one. Think about it.
Is it a Christmas song?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, so it is.
You always have your options, too. Just let me know when you need them.
You didn't even give me my options on my last question.
You didn't ask for them.
That's a good point. All right. I want my options. Give me my options.
Your options are Happy Holidays, Jingle Bells, I'm Here with My Dad, or Happy Birthday.
Jingle Bells.
Incorrect. Buddy sings Happy Birthday. He might be Santa, but he still gets a birthday like everyone else.
When even is Santa's birthday?
Look it up.
See, you don't even know. You don't even know.
I don't. But if I knew it was his birthday, I would sing happy birthday to him.
When is Santa's B-day?
When do you think it is?
I'll give you a guess. I'll let you guess.
December 25th?
It's not in December.
Oh, never mind.
It's literally in the month you would think it would not be in.
Like July.
You think it would be in July, or you don't think it would be in July? Think of like,
no.
What's a month that like nobody like looks forward to, I guess, if that makes sense.
September? August? I don't know. I feel like it should be somewhere in that range.
It's not, though. It's earlier in the year.
Oh, wait. Actually, February?
A lot of basketball is played during this month.
March.
There you go.
Okay. March? Is it a random day in March? Or is it like...
Yeah.
March 17th.
March 15th.
Ah, oh, I was close.
See?
That's really random.
I know. I don't know why.
Why March? It's to keep the month exciting.
All right, give me how old is Santa?
Give me a hint. This is hard.
Above 1500.
1700 years old.
Flat. You think it's 1700 years flat?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's 1752.
So I was close again.
No, you
17.
You're 52 years off. 52 years off.
Okay, but that could be worse. I could be like 1,000 years off.
Whatever. Whatever.
But 17 anyways. Is my go-to guess number, and it's doing me pretty well today. So.
Okay.
In Home Alone, what is the name of the son that is left home alone? Kevin. Correct.
I could have screamed it, but I didn't feel like doing it. So
why not? It's the whisper is a really drastic difference from
Kevin!
The scream. There you go. I like the energy.
I turned on my mic for that too.
In the Polar Express, what word ends up being on the Hero Boys ticket?
Believe.
That's too fast. It was correct. It was believe. Seeing
what was the annoying kids one? No, on the girl, it was leader. On the annoying kid, it was patience.
I'm gonna fact check you on this.
And on the like the bowl cut kid, I think it was friends. I'm gonna look this up.
Okay, do it. I think those are pretty solid guesses. You could be right.
Polar.
I believe you since you're a Polar Express fanatic.
Express. ticket punch. All right, I'm just going to play the preview. Learn. Nah, dang it. The annoying kid is learn.
Okay.
Depend on is the shy kid.
That's rely stupid. On, depend count on.
Yeah, no. I was right. It was lead.
Mm-hmm.
I was right on that. I said leader, lead. I guess they're all verbs, not adjectives.
I guess so.
And I was right. Believe.
Yep. You nailed that one. Yeah, super fast response time, too.
Yep.
Okay. Have you seen the movie Jingle All the Way?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah.
I don't know. But in that movie, what is the name of the doll that no one wants?
No one wants?
Yeah. That's kind of sad. I don't know.
Give me the options.
Okay. Turbo Man, Susie Talks a Lot.
Susie Booster? Talks a Lot. That's the answer.
Okay. Well, you're wrong.
Dang it.
It was Booster. Nobody Dang. Likes you, Booster, is the quote listed below the question.
Or
Booster. In Scrooged, what is the occupation of the ghost of Christmas Past?
No clue. Give me my options.
Caretaker, taxi driver, stockbroker, or milkman?
Milkman. No. Yeah, let's go milkman. Actually, present? I don't know. I'm milkman, sure.
Yeah, incorrect again. You're losing your streak here.
Nah, it's not stockbroker. No. It's too complicated. It's the taxi driver.
Correct. It is taxi driver. In Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, who is Jim Carrey's Grinch in love with? I forget. Wait, no, I know.
That's not the little girl.
That's no. Weird. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be bad.
Options.
Carol May Who, Martha May Huvier, Donna Lou Who's, or Cindy Lou
Donna.
Who?
Donna.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's not the last one. The last one's a little girl. I'm pretty sure.
Incorrect. It's Martha May Who. You know, with like the fancy chick, hair. Are you serious? I think that's another movie you need to rewatch.
Probably.
The list goes on and on and on. But here is your chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
In The Santa Claus 2, what does Plastic Santa think is a superior refreshment?
It's not hot chocolate. Probably like tea or something, but give me my options.
Oil, boiling water, cocoa, or maple syrup?
I don't think it'd be oil, but he is a robot. I don't remember.
Isn't he just plastic?
What was the second one? What was the second one?
Boiling water.
Okay, it's not that.
You don't like a good cup of boiling water?
I do not.
That would be terrible.
Dang. Let's go with maple syrup.
Incorrect.
Okay, wait, is it oil? It's not boiling water.
It's not.
It's not cocoa?
It's cocoa. Do you remember? I remember this. He's like in the office or something, and he's like going crazy over the hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan. Incorrect. Have you seen the movie Holiday Inn?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Do you still want to answer this one?
Sure.
Okay. In Holiday Inn, what song is used for the Christmas segment? I don't even think I've heard this one. Happy Holidays, White Christmas, Jingle Bells, or Sleigh Bells?
Sleigh Bells.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Is it okay? Wait. Is it the second one? What was the second one?
White Christmas.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember? I was just talking about this with friends the other day, but the Trap remix of Sleigh Bells that was like popular, like a couple years ago. No.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's definitely not a bad song. It's a guilty pleasure listen, but okay. Moving on from that embarrassing fact, but in the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas, where does the Grinch stuff the trees? I don't think
Options.
I remember this one. In the trash, in his pants,
in his
the
pants.
Chimney.
It's a cartoon. In his pants.
Or in his magical bag. In the pants?
Magical bag.
Incorrect.
Don't tell me it's his pants. Is it the pants?
No.
Okay. I was
it's
like, what?
The chimney.
What?
Mm.
All right. Whatever.
In Alistair Sims, A Christmas Carol, I don't even know which one that is. Which scene is not Charles Dickens, or is not in Charles Dickens' original work?
Options.
The Feast of the Cratchits, Fezwig's Party, Scrooge's Redemption, or Marley's Death? I don't remember any of these. So.
Marley's Death's definitely in there. For sure. I don't know. That just gives me a vibe of that type of book. I'm going to go with Redemption.
Really?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Uh-oh. What do you think it is?
Is it the death?
Yeah.
Bro, what? I don't even know who that girl is, but whatever.
It's not a girl, I don't think.
Oh.
It's like this ghost.
He dies? What?
I don't think I've ever seen a live, other than the play we were talking about last episode, I don't think I've ever seen a live action version of this.
No.
In A Charlie Brown's Christmas, who does Lucy
How many questions do we have?
There's a lot. There's like, we're halfway through. If
we're doing
you want
all
to
of
tap
the...
out,
Yeah, I'm tapping
we can
out. This
go.
is brutal. I quit.
Really?
I rage quit. I'm done.
Dang. All right. Mr. Rage Quit. There's
All right,
another
what?
quiz.
No, what? Send me the link. You'll do it now, and we'll compete.
Okay.
And you get more right.
Okay. Well,
since we're halfway.
I don't know how many you got wrong.
Well,
oh, wait,
you
it
can
was
put it
25
post.
Questions. So I don't know what we were at, but I'm sure you'll be able to find it when you scroll through. Sending the link over now. Let's see.
Okay. What question were we on? Oh, jeez.
I lost my spot. In a Charlie Brown's.
All right, I found it.
Christmas. Okay, I'll close my phone.
This is a perfect first question for you.
Okay.
In Charlie Brown Christmas, who does Lucy have direct the Christmas play?
Give me my options.
Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Linus, or Schroeder?
See, my first instinct would say Schroeder, but he's the piano man. So, Linus?
Is that your final answer?
I guess, yeah.
I would go with Snoopy, but wrong.
Who was
it's
it?
It's Charlie Brown.
Oh. That makes sense. They're so mean to that kid.
You're 0 for 1. All right.
Okay.
In A Muppet Christmas, Carol,
mm-hmm.
Who takes on the role of Marley? Kermit? Gonzo? Fozzie Bear? Or Stantler and Waldorf?
Are those the two angry guys?
I think so, yeah.
This is tough.
I think I know my answer, but I'm not going to tell you.
Is the bear?
That's Fozzie Bear?
Yeah.
It is not Fozzie Bear. It was Statler and Waldorf. I was right.
I was going to guess. That was my second guess, but you cut me off. So I could have gotten
it. I don't get any of my second choices. Okay.
Go on. Next one.
In Krampus, what does Max throw away that summons Krampus?
Okay, I've never seen this, but
these are all valid answers. So, you want the options?
Yeah, I'll take them.
His Christmas tree, his stocking, his Christmas letter, his family tree topping.
What were the first two again?
Christmas tree, his stocking.
Okay, by power of deduction, I don't think it's the Christmas tree.
Okay.
I feel like it's not the stocking either, but that could be it, and that would make sense. So I'm gonna have to say this his letter.
Correct.
Nice. And I haven't
Santa
even seen
gives,
that movie.
Krampus takes.
Kind of scary.
In the Christmas Chronicles, what actor plays Santa?
Tim Allen.
Well, that's not an option.
Wait,
You got bailed out.
No, I meant like, okay, I don't know what these are. So read me my options. I thought
Christopher Lloyd, Jeff Bridges, Patrick Swayze, or Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Dang it. That's right.
Okay, now I was gonna say Tim Allen.
In Die Hard,
I had a moment.
What is the name of the tower?
I haven't seen this in like 2 years. What are the options?
Gruber Tower, Nakatomi Tower, Takahagi. I'm botching these names, but Takahagi Tower, or it doesn't have a name.
It's not the first one.
Okay.
I kind of want to say it doesn't have a name.
So I final answer.
I think so.
That is wrong.
Incorrect. What is it?
Nakatomi Tower.
Okay. That makes sense. Maybe I need to rewatch those.
In Home Alone 2, where does the film take place?
New York City.
What are these
New
questions,
York.
Man? Okay. I wouldn't even know this one. Maybe I would. In The Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause, who plays Jack Frost? Steve Martin. Martin Short. Martin Sheen or Ricky Martin?
Oh my god, that's terrible. Wait, who are the first two Martins?
Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Martin Short.
Correct.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're getting so lucky with this. And Arthur Christmas,
good.
who voices Arthur?
Give me the options.
James McAvoy. I don't know. Zac Efron, Chris Pratt, or Bradley Cooper? So I wonder who it is.
Number one.
That was correct.
Yeah.
What are these? In Fred Claus, what song plays during the opening Santa Claus scene? Oh, chasing.
What is Fred Claus? I feel like I've seen that, but I don't. Wait, can I like look up a picture of it really quick?
Yeah, I'm looking it up too.
Because it sounds familiar.
I've never heard of this movie. I've never heard of this film. Anyways. You got Running Man, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Ave Maria, or Surfing Bird?
Wait, I think I've seen this.
You got Running Man, Santa Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Surfing Bird, or Ave Maria?
I feel like it's not Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And it's definitely not Ave Maria. The bird one.
Surfing Bird. That's correct.
Is it right? What on earth is Surfing Bird? Kind of want to listen to it.
This is the
now.
Last question.
Uh-oh.
In The Holiday, who plays the role of Graham?
Who are my options?
Jack Black, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, Cameron Diaz. Was Graham a guy or a girl? I don't know.
I don't know. I was going to look up a picture and I was like, wait, no, that would give it away.
Why are you going to cheat? You're just going to cheat.
No, I didn't. Not Jack Black. Not Kate Winslet. Who were the last two?
Jude Diaz Law, Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz.
I'm done. Oh, you got it wrong.
Who was it?
Jude Law.
Oh, I don't even know who Jude Law
is. It is a dude. Jude Law's a dude, apparently.
Got it.
Sorry, Jude Law, but I choose Jack Black any day of the week.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Agreed.
That was very, I think it did a pretty good very job. Interesting. Very interesting. Christmas, I guess. Trivia. I forgot what trivia, the word trivia there for a second. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. So anyways, that wraps up today's trivia Christmas holiday episode.
I think it's safe to say I won.
I don't know. We'll put final scores up here. It doesn't matter how many you got right. Actually, yes, it does. Because if correction percentage, I would probably lose because I definitely had more questions. But anyways.
Excuses.
Thank you for watching. See you again next week. This episode will hopefully be uploaded on time. That was my bad. We're good. Jenna, any final remarks?
Other than the fact that I'm a winner forever and always, no. Happy holidays when you're watching this. If you're watching this around the holiday season.
Yep.
So, yeah. Keep it short and sweet.
Merry Christmas all, and to all, a good night. Peace.